With us today is Andrew Stutterford, and he is with National Review, and he talks about capital matters and new initiatives in the financial world. And today's discussion is electric vehicles. They're not having a good year. Is it a problem for them or a problem for the American people? Mr. Stutterford, is this the Edsel of the 21st century? What say you?
Is it the Edsel? I don't think it's quite the Edsel of the 21st century. But what it is not is a free market success story. Let's just put it that way. Henry Ford would not have approved of the way that this is being done. Henry Ford made a product that was an advance on what there had been before, and people wanted to buy it, and things moved on perfectly naturally from there. And that is not what is happening here, and that is the core of the problem.
I mean, I admire the guy from Toyota, the CEO of Toyota, when it says that I'm going to make electric cars, I'm going to make gas cars, I'm going to make diesel cars, I'm going to make hypercars. Let the consumer decide.
He was absolutely right. Mr. Toyota, who is the grandson of the founder, and he got in what he says is there must be many routes to electrification. Let the consumers decide, just like you said. He is obviously a little bit biased because they have made such a success of hybrid cars, but there's nothing wrong with hybrid cars. And he said, you know, let people choose, let people find their way, and you can carry on reducing carbon emissions. And he got in a lot of trouble for allegedly not pushing, he wasn't pushing that hard for pure electric vehicles. And some investors, particularly American investors, got unhappy because he was also speaking out, which is not really allowed. And so he was demoted, but in a very Japanese way, he was demoted by ceasing to be the CEO and becoming the chairman. And he still has a lot of influence. And what we have seen since he was pushed up or down or sideways, however you want to put it, is that demand for hybrids has grown quite rapidly, and that the Toyota stock, particularly of late, has been doing very, very well. And now other companies are beginning to say, well, maybe we should be doing more on the hybrid side as well. And even Chinese consumers now, who are, of course, the great model of the EV, the electric vehicle market, they too are pouring into hybrids. So this whole thing is an enormous exercise in capital destruction, and which could have been solved by letting consumers make their choice, letting this technology, which is right for the right people. You know, there's nothing wrong intrinsically with electric cars, but let people decide, let the consumers decide.
I agree with you 100%. Any improvement over the next 10 years or 20 years, I mean, on batteries? It sounds like there's a tremendous problem on batteries.
There's a tremendous problem. Well, there are two tremendous problems. There are two main problems. One is charging and charging stations. As you know, it takes a very long time, even in the fast chargers. They're not really very fast to anyone who's used to changing the gas at a gas station. And then there's the question of the batteries themselves, the range, the figures that you get for range are not particularly accurate. Particularly if it gets cold, as we saw in Chicago, I think last time I was on the show, we talked about that. There are advances in battery technology. They are happening, and some of them may be actually pretty promising. But the best way to get technological improvement is by competition, unfettered competition. And if you say to the EV, the electric vehicle makers, if you say, okay, you have to make a better electric vehicle than your competitors, that's great, and people will improve, and they are improving. But it's much better to say, you have got to compete against an alternative technology, an incumbent technology. And that is the way that you're really going to get the improvements. And by basically beginning to squeeze out the makers of the conventional internal combustion engine vehicles, you are disincentivizing technological improvement. And that really is not the way to do things.
Well, thank you, Andrew Stutterford from National Review on your review of electric vehicles. And me, I just like my good old-fashioned gas car. I find it reliable, and I know what I got. Thank you.
Quite right.
Thank you so much. If I bought an electric car, the old-fashioned thing would be I'd use it on Sundays to go to church and back.
Exactly. And that's sort of what they're for.
Yep. Thank you so much, and we'll catch up with you again real soon.
Hi, it's Lou Dobbs for Priority Gold, America's precious metals dealer. These are volatile times with high inflation, soaring debt, wars on multiple continents, and rising financial stress. Central banks are buying gold to diversify their reserves, so are many Americans. Call Priority Gold and find out how precious metals can help you diversify your portfolio. They're highly rated and happy to help. Call 1-866-303-6357 or get a free gold guide at PriorityGoldGuide.com. That's PriorityGoldGuide.com.